so homesick.
That was for Donna, who is in the studio. So happy to see her, because Donna has just come back from Hawaii. So that was a welcome Christmas-appropriate song.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah. There you go. Is that happy Hanukkah in Hawaii?
Yeah. That would be Melikalikimaka.
Hanukkah. That was Jenda, oh gosh,
let's see, Jenda
Cave and her Hula Maids. Lovely stuff.
You know, 3 months ago, just 3 months ago, I would be in a bikini every day.
I know, you were saying this idyllic sort of lifestyle of just walk. Yeah, you were in a bikini. You'd get up and that's how you would get dressed.
You know, the area code in Hawaii is 808, and the degree every day is the boring 88. So here we are. But I tell you, it's so incredible. I feel like coming back to California, which was home for so many years,
mm-hmm.
and being here with you, being in the heartland of music and Tinseltown,
mm-hmm.
is really feeding my soul.
Oh, that's so great.
And you know, and then of course the magic of Hawaii and that incredible volcano that used to just boil and bubble in my backyard.
Wow. And now you've got mudslides.
Ooh. It's all about the earth.
Yes.
It's all about Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about, you know, kneeling down and just, you know, being so humble and praising her.
I agree.
Because she's in charge.
Yes. We're just at her mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Loves
us.
She I hope so.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, so. She's scolding us for not behaving very well.
So you talked about being back. And as for the listeners who don't know, Donna was a big star and was on Shindig and many TV shows, and has recorded her own records and solo records, and has gotten back into music, and sounds incredible. Your voice is so beautiful.
Thank you.
And what?
Mahalo. It's a theme.
And you've put out a new EP. You put out a new record this year as well. So 2010 has been a big year for you.
Actually,
okay.
Three albums. Yes, because there was these relics from the 80s that had never been shown. Well, with the exception of Wishing and Hoping, which mm-hmm. was released on Warner Brothers in the early 80s. But anyway, that was just for a blink of time.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, lots of music for 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe how many music makers are out there.
There are a lot of people making music, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's as Mel Brooks said in High Anxiety, Nessa.
Does it seem like more, though, than when you were coming up as a singer?
Well, everybody, you know, everybody wants to be in the music business, I think. You know,
right.
Every actor wants to be a musician. What's the thing?
Every musician wants to be a comedian.
Okay. All right.
I think musicians tend to be oftentimes very funny people who are actually sometimes funnier than comedians. That's been my experience.
That's why
anyway.
They keep themselves sedated. But getting back to your point, when I made the decision to move from Hawaii, where I made home for 15 years,
mm-hmm.
I just decided something about Elvis and Hawaii just really rang true for me. So mm-hmm. I started digging through my anthology of Elvis songs. And called on his spirit, and
mm-hmm.
and the king offered up a few suggestions. So I went in the studio mm-hmm. with Hawaiian musicians and put down two songs. And then I traveled And I was intending to do my Christmas song in Hawaii as well. Mm-hmm. But my friend Maurice, who has a studio here, sort of opted in. And so it's a bi-coastal kind of celebration of Donna Does Elvis in Hawaii.
Wow. I love that. I love that. It's just kind of this, it's kind of all, you met Elvis back in the day, right?
Well,
almost.
The story goes that he sent his limo for me on my 18th birthday at the set of Shindig. And, I was a very ethical working girl, and my income was really a family arrangement, and so my first sense of responsibility was to take care of my family.
Mm-hmm.
When the phone call came that the driver was there to pick me up to take me for my 18th birthday to be with Elvis, I couldn't leave the set.
Mm.
So that was a missed opportunity.
Such a good girl. But you know what? It was nice to be asked.
Oh. And now, ethereally, I can do this with the highest of self-esteem.
Yes.
Elvis, do you hear me? Anyway, I knew he was in love with Anne Margaret, so, you know.
She was a babe, yeah. Plus there was, he wasn't married yet. No, not to Priscilla. But it didn't matter. He had millions of mistresses.
And
Priscilla was waiting in the wings.
I knew from nothing. I was one of those little girls. I think I was the only virgin in Hollywood.
It's a proud designation. There had to be one.
As a reflection.
Well, I want to play this new Christmas single, the proud designation. There had to be one.
As a reflection.
Well, I want to play this new Christmas single that's really amazing. And it was Charles Brown. Didn't he originally record this? Merry Christmas, Baby?
Ooh.
I thought he had originally recorded this, but
I listened to Elvis.
You heard the Elvis.
I listened to Etta James. Mm-hmm. I did not listen to Charles Brown.
So Elvis and Etta were the inspiration for your
Elvis,
recording this.
Elvis, definitely.
Yes. And I always love how Christmas records are recorded in like the heat of the summer. Although you were in Hawaii for part of it, so that's always one there, so it doesn't matter.
Every model that's ever posed in a bikini has had to suffer the elements of winter. And every model that's ever been in a full-length fur coat has always had to do it in July in Egypt or somewhere.
You just don't know how much they're suffering. I remember you were talking about the beach party movies and how all those girls in bikinis, it was like December or January
that's
or
right.
something.
It's freezing.
But, they played it well. You can't tell.
Not at all. That's why they're moving so fast.
You can't even see their goosebumps.
They're moving.
Well, let's have a listen to, this is brand new from Donna Lauren, Merry Christmas, Baby, and let's check it out.
Give me a sign.
Now that's just a fantastic growl.
Hey.
Do you remember the first time you growled like that?
Oh,
yeah.
You know
growl?
What it was? It was, I think it was on the Mickey Mouse Club when I did, I didn't know the gun was loaded.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you were like 12 or something.
It was on my 10th birthday. Yep.
That wise beyond your years sound.
Oh, you know, you just don't know things until you've lived long enough. You know.
Now that's one of my favorite songs of yours. I think it's beautiful.
Thank you, Cheryl.
And do you have any recollection of? I know you recorded so much back then that it might be hard to pinpoint that particular session. But was there anything memorable about it? Did you know? Did you feel like that was a powerful song or?
that particular experience was a blur.
Uh-huh.
It really was. I wish it wasn't. So, I mean, I have to ask you which label it was on.
Yeah.
I changed labels so often.
I know.
Was it on Challenge or Capitol?
I think that was a Capitol single.
Okay, so I should remember. I should remember. So then that must have been Steve Douglas.
Okay, I'm not 100%...
I had Steve Douglas, who was like a fantastic musician, and then he became a producer. I worked with Jack Nitzsche.
This is Challenge Record. Dreamworld was a Challenge Record.
Okay, okay. So that was more like the Wrecking Crew.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the Carole Kay and Lynn Campbell and Leon Russell and you know, and that group.
Just some blokes.
You know, because I worked with that group since I was 14, but... You know, very, very consistently. I was in the studio a lot, and so it was like an extension of family. And you know, and I was a little girl. Everybody was at least 10 years older than me, so you know, I was like the little girl that came in and you know and did the singing, and everybody else was like responsible for their own lives.
Right. And you nailed it. You were like a kind of first, second take singer, weren't you?
I love doing one take.
One take.
Yeah,
wow.
But I also liked rehearsing. So that's still my preference.
Rehearsing.
Yeah.
And that's actually an interesting thing you bring up because in all these sessions, there were so many of them. You cut so many songs in one day. How much rehearsing did you do before you went in to cut the record? Was it, you know?
It wasn't extensive. But it was definitely enough to be familiar. For instance, with Beach Like a Bingo, the album, I got together with H.P. Barnum. We rehearsed all the songs together. And then, of course, in the studio, it was like the full band. Just so that I knew what I was doing. I didn't have to necessarily read the lyrics. You know, I knew those songs, and I could pop them off. And we did live. You know, we did live.
Right. It's not like you were recording to backing tracks.
I wasn't. Yeah. And so it was difficult to repair the boo-boos, if you know what I mean. Because if you're singing live with instruments, you know, you can't go back and patch.
Right.
You know?
There's not much patching.
You gotta take it the way it is.
Yeah.
And that's what happened actually on the EP. I did a version of Teddy Bear live with the ukulele.
Wow.
And, oh, man, whatever my mistakes are, that's the way it is because that's a one-shot deal. Just live with Charles Brotman.
Let's listen to that because you just mentioned it.
I have to learn how to play ukulele.
Yeah. Well, you know, take it up.
Not easy to do.
We can learn together.
Okay.
I had a ukulele lesson.
If you like an ukulele lady, an ukulele lady like you.
Nice. See, you know, you should just come into my show and just sing live.
I'll sing to you.
That would be great. Okay, let's listen to Teddy Bear. And this is off the new EP. Donna does Elvis in Hawaii. Yes, she does. Here we go.
Your teddy bear. fingers play too rough. I don't wanna be a liar, 'cause lions ain't the kind you I love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear, your teddy bear, and put a chain around my neck. Lead me anywhere, oh let me be, oh let me be your teddy bear. Hey baby, let me be around you every night, and run your fingers through my hair, cuddle me real tight, oh let me be your teddy bear. Be your tiger, 'cause tigers are play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, 'cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear, and put a chain around my neck. Oh, let me be your teddy bear.
As much as we love that song, maybe we'll play it again when we.
You're like me. I mean, I guess I just play it over. I press random repeat.
But I did want to play One Night, another great Elvis song. And tell me a little bit about the recording for this.
You know, this was done. This was one of those things that we found in a box when we were moving. That was done in the 80s. And had never been released, so I just felt like if this was the appropriate place to put it, and this was recorded at Amigo Studios,
mm-hmm.
and
that's in Los Angeles.
And
you said what? I'm sorry, what year? It was
in the 80s.
In the 80s. Wow.
Yeah, and James Burton was in my life at that time.
Uh-huh.
So he's on guitar.
Wow. He's a good guitarist, that guy here.
You know, he's the one that invented the lick in Suzy Q.
Yes. Yeah. He's amazing. Well, let's check it out. One Night, and James is on this.
Yes.
Nice. Okay. You know what? This deserves to be played from the very beginning. Sorry, folks.
That was just a tease.
Some technical issues. Just a tease. This is the real deal.
Wait a minute. You're not playing a vinyl. I mean, the vinyl is coming, but...
Oh, you're going to put this out on vinyl.
Well, nice. Depends on the fan.
Yeah. I like it. Okay, here we go. Oh, Jesus. Okay, we're going to get this right, Donna, I promise.
You have two women who are Pisces
in the
studio.
Yeah,
the
guys
moment.
Are in the other room chatting away.
I'm a terrible influence.
Here we go.
Right.
There we go.
One night with you.
having such a good time talking that the song ends and then there's we're zonking.
Yeah.
You know what? Last time you actually did the zonk.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's getting back to that Egyptian thing.
It's all down to Egyptian. All comes down to that. So do the zonk. Great record. Another one of my favorites.
You know what? It's really crazy. I was looking through some of my old Dr. Pepper ads,
mm-hmm.
and honest to God, there is a character that used to sort of cohabitate on those commercials with me,
mm-hmm.
and in newsprint, there's an exclamation that he, or whatever term that could be, you tell me.
There's like
an exclamatory statement.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it was
catchphrase.
And it was zonk.
Catchphrase. Zonk.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what came first.
Here we're getting to the Dr. Pepper connection.
Yeah.
And you were the Dr. Pepper girl for several years.
I signed for 7 years. I worked for 5 until I opted to be a wife and a mom.
Mm-hmm. So, but for 5 years, you were like the face of Dr. Pepper, and he traveled all over the country.
Yeah, I was
the Pepper
girl. Upper.
And if you don't mind, I think this is a really interesting story. You were in Dallas.
Yeah.
The day Kennedy shot.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
I was being introduced to the entire nationwide franchise company.
That day. Yeah.
In that hour.
And learned...
if you want the details, you'll just have to be patient with me because I'm writing about it.
There you go. Yay, Donna Lauren. Keeping it close to the vest until...
You want to hear crazy, something crazy? I'm going to tell you, Cheryl. I'm going to tell everybody out
mm-hmm.
there. I'm very much into holistic healing,
mm-hmm.
and for many years now, I've been part of a program called AIM, and there's a book called Sanctuary, and it's written by a man named Stephen Lewis. Anyway, I've been part of that healing program for many years, and they have facilitators that check on you, you know, about once a month or so,
mm-hmm.
and this lady said, just revealed to me after, I don't know, 14, 15 years that I've been doing this, that her grandfather was the CEO of Dr. Pepper.
And weird.
When I know. So many cyclical connections.
Yes.
That's what's happening in L.A.
Did you know him?
Oh, he's very close.
So you were a close associate.
Intimate.
You were doing his bidding, basically, right?
The little Jewish girl from Los Angeles was representing the southern beverage called Dr. Pepper for all those southern gentlemen that were running that company at the time, which is no longer the case. It's now a huge conglomerate corporate venture.
I didn't know it was a southern company to start. Based in Dallas, which is where you were. Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, there's so many connecting of the dots.
Mm-hmm. And this is something I asked you once before. Did you like Dr. Pepper?
To be totally honest, I am a teetotaler.
Mm-hmm.
I do, you know, care for a bubbly every so often.
Yeah, I was going to say, really?
I do care for a bubbly, but of a champagne variety, my dear. But I must say I consumed much, much, much Dr. Pepper for quite a few years.
And you didn't mind? It wasn't like you were drinking, like, I mean, when you took sips, were you like, they own me and this is the beverage that, like,
Ooh. They didn't own me.
That's good.
I think that they made a wise choice in selecting not just me, but in selecting a persona, an image for their company to
mm-hmm.
promote to, you know, the younger set
right.
in the country. They were, I guess, trying to broaden their horizons.
What's
and
also interesting about it is that you had that contract for 5 years, and you think about endorsements now and how they're just like few months, maybe a year. Like, they held on to you for 5 years.
And well, and I had a 7-year contract, so actually they owe me 2 more years because I retired early.
Any chance of you going back and just you
know,
Dr.
Actually,
Pepper?
Actually, you know, if we could discuss a xylitol goji berry version, you know, that
pure organic,
that I could be a very good face for that product. I think
that would be well. I don't know if you people out there can see on the cam. Donna is stunningly gorgeous.
Cheryl.
And looks amazing.
Thank you.
And sounds amazing. And is the picture of health. So clearly, the stuff you're doing. What's the name of that program? AIM? How do we all sign up?
AIM.
So we can look as great as you do.
Stephen Lewis. Yes.
What does AIM, does it stand for anything? Is it an acronym or?
Ooh, something imagery. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm going to blow it.
Don't, it's all right. Look it up, people. So we are going to play another song from your new music. And this is a great cover, too, if you guys can see this in the cam. It's and your daughter did this cover, didn't she?
Yes, Katie and Company.
Mm-hmm, Katie and
put
Company.
Together, they put together the scene of Waikiki. You can see a little bit of Diamond Head back there.
Mm-hmm.
And then my old Betsy. Can you see on the very
cover? Oh, your car.
Yeah, my old Betsy. They put my girl on the cover with me.
Talk about Betsy.
Yeah, my Betsy is a 1970 Mercedes, and she's with me. She's with me here.
And still running really well.
Oh, please.
Knock wood. Yeah,
she's my
you need
girl.
A good car in this town.
Oh, I had to give her a blankie in this weather. I apologize for the weather.
I know. She's used to the beautiful, warm,
dry
light.
Heat. And then, yeah, they took, this is, and the back side,
mm-hmm.
The back side is actually a very rare photograph that my husband Jared found in some old slides that, you know, my adopted father had never developed. And, that is a photograph in Chicago, when Dr. Pepper would have me go there to do commercials, they would put me up in a suite. And I'm standing in a balcony of a suite in Chicago at the Water Tower Inn.
Wow.
Yeah, on Lake Shore Drive. I remember that.
Next to a Buddha.
Yes, it was.
Did you?
I haven't changed.
Were you into Eastern religion, that stuff back then? Were you?
Not consciously.
Uh-huh.
Subconsciously.
Right. You knew someday down the line. So I'm going to play. We didn't play Loving You yet. A great title track from the movie Loving You.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the musician who backed me up, Sonny Lim, is a master ukulele slacky guitarist. And he and his brother-in-law, Wailau, who's the significant other of Lorna Lim, who comes from a long line of Lim family, who emanated from 1916 doing Hawaiian music in Paris.
Oh, wow.
Which you can,
that,
you can
could
find
there be anything more glamorous than that? Hawaiian music in Paris. I want to be reincarnated as that person.
You can show every... No.
So are the Lins...
Sonny Lim is playing the ukulele,
uh-huh.
And bass, and Wailau is playing slacky guitar.
And do they have their own group in Hawaii?
They play all over the world.
Oh.
They travel quite a bit. They travel through the States. They go to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very integrated into spreading the aloha.
Great. And this is a song written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller.
Mm-hmm.
So let's listen to Loving You, Donna Lauren, from her EP, Donna Does Elvis in Hawaii. Here we go.
Loving you.
Donna just said, aloha.
Everyone all over the world, you know, aloha is the breath of life. And aloha is hello, aloha is goodbye, aloha is love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an honor and a privilege. Incorporate it in your vocabulary. I encourage you. It feels really good.
Instead of just passing it off like aloha.
Yeah, aloha
it means something.
It's not slathering yourself with cheap, you know, SPF. It's really, you know, knowing and understanding that life comes from, you know, an essence. And, you know, the people that I was privileged to meet in Hawaii are really from the earth. They really are. I went to many, many, many gatherings in my friends' garages in the open. Even on a day like, you know, an evening like it is here in Los Angeles, even in this temperature, in the higher elevations in Hawaii, mm-hmm. and there was always music mm-hmm. and people singing and opening their hearts to mm-hmm. each other through their voice
mm-hmm.
and sharing food, sharing affection,
mm-hmm.
very basic, simple things in life, and I honor them for sharing that very, very precious time mm-hmm. with me, inviting me into their lives.
Mm-hmm. What a wonderful experience. And I want to thank you so much for sharing your beautiful essence with our listeners and coming on my show and telling us a little bit about your life and your recording. And it's so great to hear your voice again. I think your fans are really happy to hear you again. And because as everybody can hear out there, you, it's not like it sounds like you've, it doesn't sound like you've, not recorded for a while. You know, you really came back home into it. And I think that's amazing. I think it's something that a lot of people probably couldn't do, you know?
You know, it's kind of like falling in love all over again.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it was like for you?
It's not hard to do. It's the best.
That's so great. Yay. Well, everyone, this is Donna's new music. Donna does Elvis in Hawaii. Can you pronounce Hawaii correctly so I don't...
Hawaii,
okay. And there's a great Christmas track on here, Merry Christmas Baby. If you're tired of hearing the same Christmas songs over and over again, this is one that will freshen up your holiday list. And we're happy, so happy that you came over here. Thank you so much, Donna. It's been wonderful to have you here, and hopefully you'll come back again.
I will. Thank you.
And we're going to close out. Let's.